Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
A lot of talk going on these days about who is the greatest ever.
Brady Goat won tonight.
Yep, Tom's Goat.
There he is, the king, Tom Brady.
No one puts Tommy in a corner.
Maybe the best way to settle this debate is to play it out. Head to head.
Who threw the prettiest pass for the Patriots all day? I mean, they had a wide out throw the nice pass.
Chiefs are number one. Patriots are number two.
Through three quarters, this wasn't the Tom Brady proving he's the GOAT versus Aaron Rodgers.
It's not just Rodgers versus Belichick. It's Rodgers versus McCarthy.
I got to have an excuse. I need a pass here.
Right now.
I have no idea what the hell's going on.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here in OMF, we're going to get right back to your phone calls, and we have a couple open lines at 617-779-7937 as a couple of people just dropped off during the trend. So fill those up, and we'll get back to those phone calls right after we talk to Matthew Slater, being brought to you by New England Fat Loss. Matthew, how are we doing today?
Doing well, guys. How are you guys?
Good. Terrific. So red zone offense, I look out there, and there's Matthew Slater out there. Were you the first option? Tell us the truth. The game's over now. You can tell us.
So, yeah, we were in a little bit of a unique situation last night, only having one tight end active for the game. So we got down there by the goal line. It was by design for me to be in there, trying to do whatever I can to help the team win a game, and thankful that we came out with a win last night.
Now, you're playing the Z, so I know there's some pass options. Like, how many times did they have to fail? Because they were down there a bunch of times there in the second half. Was there any chance of any goal line passing routes for you?
That's been a possibility. I think last night we were just looking to pound it in there, and then, you know, we didn't get it, so we ended up going to three wide down there on the goal line. So I can neither confirm nor deny whether or not there was a pass involved.
I like the little shuffle pass, you know, a jet sweep or something. The little, like, you know, Brady just sort of leaves it up there for you, and you kind of run by and catch it. They got to give you some love. I mean, Patterson's running the ball. Julian Edelman's throwing the ball. I mean, hook you up.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Back to your roots. All right, so when you look at this game, was there any point in time, like the fourth quarter particularly, just how quickly that changed for the Patriots in a good way? Like, it's 17-17. It looks like it may come down to the wire. Next thing you know, they fumble the ball, and then there you go. The Patriots go down, and they end up getting two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was huge for us. I mean, when you're playing against a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, you're never comfortable, no matter what the score is. And obviously, we knew it was going to take a great effort as a team to beat him and the Green Bay Packers team. They're very well coached. They execute very well. They do things the right way. So, that was a big play by LG. We got ourselves some breathing room and were able to seal the deal there at the end.
So I remember talking to you earlier in the year, and we were talking about this team and how this team gets better and better and better, and sometimes you never know what's around the corner or whatever. So you've seen this play out now for 9 weeks. Is this what you remember, where this team is solving a lot of the issues that they had early on in the season, even though they're missing some key people still?
Certainly. I think, you know, the name of the game is to continue to improve throughout September and October and to hopefully play your best football come November and December. And I think that we've continued to get better week in and week out. Our focus on fundamentals and trying to do things the right way hasn't changed since training camp. And hopefully we can continue to improve as we move forward and peak at the right time. But I think we've seen a lot of things over the last few weeks that are very encouraging.
You know, this week, obviously, the big buildup, right? Green Bay, very good team, but it was really about the quarterbacks. And for some reason, it seemed like the national media made this out to be like, okay, whoever wins is now called the greatest of all time at the quarterback position. And to me, I think all of us, it's over. But still, did you guys, as the week went on, did you guys start to hear that discussion as far as, like, Brady versus Rodgers, and this is the game that will decide it? Was it a different week, and did you guys hear that?
Yeah, you know, it's at some point it's hard to filter out that outside noise. You know, I think we're all well aware of the hype surrounding this game. But ultimately, you know, it comes down to the best team. It was the New England Patriots versus the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, those guys were going to have a big say in the outcome of the game, but It's about what team played better, and I think you saw that last night. Our team played better, executed better, and made more plays. And it didn't come down to Aaron versus Tom. It was the Patriots versus the Packers.
So do you still think Tom's the greatest of all time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've never wavered in my stance on that.
So what are you guys going to do for him when he finally reaches that 1,000-yard plateau?
I think maybe we should stop the game,
yep.
Have a ceremonial football, let the crowd acknowledge. Now, you know, we give him a hard time about it, but I know it means a lot to him, and we're excited to see him hopefully get it.
All right, so how strange is this one going to be? And that you've done this before where old acquaintances, old assistant coaches, coordinators, whatever, are on the opposite side, and before the game you're coming up and you give them the hug and the whole works. This is a guy that was on the team. And he's now he's now the head coach. How different is this?
Yeah, this is pretty unique. And, you know, I had the good fortune of playing with Mike my rookie year, and I learned a lot about being a professional, how to practice, how to go about things the right way from Mike Vrabel, and I have a ton of respect for him. It's no surprise that he's a head coach. He's one of the smartest players I ever played with. So it'll definitely be a different feel. I know he'll be throwing everything he's got at us, and we'll be doing the same, and it should be an exciting game, and, you know, we're hoping for the best.
All right, Matthew, maybe next week they will design that big play for you. All right?
Maybe next week.
All right, we'll talk to you. See ya.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Matthew Slater.